very soon, Jesus knew he would be with his Father again. The time had come for him. Now he looked on these ones the Father had given him. How he loved them.
Tenderly he said, "I wanted very much to share this last meal with you before I begin my suffering. I'm only going to be with you a little while longer."
This is a love beyond all love. And now he shows them the full extent of it.
On this night, the very night he is betrayed, Jesus takes bread and gives thanks. He breaks it. "It's my body. It's for you. Remember." He takes the cup. "This is my blood of the covenant. It's poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many."
Very soon now, torches will illumine his face and he will receive the traitor's kiss. Very soon his hands will feel the iron of nails. Very soon, in his humility, the Son of God will allow the ultimate arrogance of man to break him.
But now, in this moment, he gives thanks. He gives thanks for it all, for the anguish and the sorrow. He gives thanks for the joy set before him. For this, he will endure the cross.
For this, he will give the gift of himself. Now, friend, I ask you, what will ever separate you from his love?
The visible form of invisible grace, his body now broken, he dies in our place. We have this forgiveness from death, we are free, as he pours out his life on Calvary's tree. Come ye poor, come ye needy, come ye wealthy, come ye wise, for the bread of life is broken. We are bought with great price. Come ye poor, come ye needy, come ye wealthy, come ye wise, for the bread of life is broken. We are bought with great price. The cup you have taken, your blood shed for me, now my debt has been pardoned, from sin I am free. Your covenant given, your promise is true, no longer in bondage I belong, Lord, to you. No longer in bondage I belong.